The Christmas Cactus. It was a dusty, wretched, lopsided, scrawny, miserable excuse for houseplant. My mother's Christmas cactus. It sat on an end table in every house we ever lived in when I was a child. It never died, but it never grew either. And certainly, it never bloomed. For some reason, I'm not sure why, I bought a Christmas cactus of my own when I got married. And I was on a mission. I was going to get my Christmas cactus to bloom. I read everything I could find on the subject, and I tried most of the suggestions, though fitfully. Come autumn, I might stick the cactus in the closet for varying hours a day, or put it under a cardboard box. The routines were complicated, and I invariably got them wrong, and nothing happened. My Christmas cactus failed to bloom, or at best I'd get one or two pitiful flowers. I decided that blooming Christmas cacti were not for the likes of me. Then I visited an elderly couple in Pennsylvania, and on the end table was the biggest, healthiest Christmas cactus I'd ever seen, and it was covered with hundreds of drop-dead gorgeous blossoms. At that moment, I longed once more to have my Christmas cactus bloom. I asked the woman's secret.
It's easy, she said. Every spring, after the danger of frost is over, I set it outside in a protected spot. I mostly ignore it all summer. Then come fall, before we have a killing frost, I bring it inside. That was it? That was all there was to it? Seemed too easy. I believed that life is always hard, and the more you want something, the harder it is, and the more work you have to do. But I tried her method the next year anyway. I put my Christmas outside in a shady spot just beside the back door and did nothing else. In the early fall, I noticed it had little buds on it. I brought it inside, and sure enough, it bloomed that year. Well, not at Christmas, mind you. I've never had my Christmas cactus bloom anywhere near Christmas. But that's okay. Since then, every year that I've followed those simple directions, my Christmas cactus has bloomed. And those pretty pink flowers cheer my soul. Now, no doubt, there are other ways to get Christmas cactus to bloom that are all more scientific and more complicated. No matter, I found a system that works reliably for me, provided that I actually do it, and that is the catch, of course. I have to put it outside in a protected spot, and I have to remember to bring it back inside, but then it will bloom. It occurred to me that there were life lessons to be learned from this. I tend to make life very complicated and very difficult. And it's true, life is never easy, but when I find and follow a simpler, less complicated path, I often bloom like the blossoms on my Christmas cactus. I say this, and I'm getting better, but lessons come hard to me. This past year, I forgot. My Christmas cactus sat in its green ceramic pot on my dining room table all summer, all fall, all winter. It never did bloom. But now it is May again. Time to put my plant outside. I found a simple plan that works. My Christmas cactus will bloom come October or November next year. May you and I bloom too.